With SRN News, I'm John Scott. An American fighter jet shot out the rudder of an Iranian oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman as it tried to breach the U.S. blockade of Iran's ports. That attack occurred as Iran and the U.S. are officially in a ceasefire and as the two countries appear to be moving closer to an initial agreement to end the war. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister has met with his Chinese counterpart and discussed the conflict.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi told Iran's Abbas Araghchi that China is deeply distressed over the war that's lasted more than 2 months. In a video of the meeting accessed, Wang says, "We believe that a comprehensive ceasefire is urgently needed, that a resumption of hostilities is not acceptable, and that it's particularly important to remain committed to dialogue and negotiations. It's the first time since the start of the war that Araghchi has travelled to China, whose close economic and political ties to Tehran give it a unique position of influence." I'm Charles de Lefesma.
Republicans rapidly pursuing redistricting efforts across the South.
This follows a high court ruling that affects majority African-American congressional districts. South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana are all considering changes. Republican leaders in South Carolina are targeting a district held by a longtime Black Democratic lawmaker. Alabama is debating legislation for a special congressional primary.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The price of a gallon of regular gasoline in the U.S. has climbed 31 cents in the past week. It's now 52% higher than before the Iran war began. That's according to the latest data from AAA, which said regular gasoline reached an average of $4.54 per gallon on Wednesday. This is SRN News. An actor is suing a New York hotel.
Wesley Hahn is a man who is living as a woman. He was staying at the Soho Grand recently, and when he entered the women's restroom, some people complained. Hahn says he was ejected by a security guard and told to use the men's room. New York is an exceedingly liberal city in an exceedingly liberal state, so it's unclear if the hotel can successfully defend itself in local court. Hotel officials have released a statement saying they are committed to diversity. Michael Harrington reporting.
Britain's prime minister says tougher action is needed against certain chants at pro-Palestinian protests. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says some Gaza war protests may need to be banned. He highlights chants like "globalize the Intifada" as problematic. Concerns are growing over the safety of British Jews after two Jewish men were stabbed in London this month. The man has been charged with attempted murder for that attack. This is SRN News. The Trump administration investigates another historic university for its policies on women's sports.
The U.S. Department of Education has opened an investigation into Smith College, an all-women's institution in Massachusetts, for admitting transgender women. The probe by the department's Office of Civil Rights announced Monday will look at whether the college violated Title IX, a 1972 law forbidding discrimination based on sex in education. Smith College, a private liberal arts school, has admitted trans women since 2015. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filing a discrimination lawsuit against the New York Times, claiming the news organization passed over a white male employee for a promotion in favor of a lesser qualified woman to meet its diversity goals. The editor lodged a complaint that he didn't get the role of deputy real estate editor in 2025. More details at srnnews.com.